Listener Production.
Hey there, Alastair Kirkby with your local briefing. The WA Farmers President says Mark McGowan's resignation is a win for the sector. He'll leave the top job at the end of the week, with Roger Cook expected to take over as the Premier. John Hassell hopes Mr Cook will better represent the agriculture industry.
The whole state needs to go ahead together. Without farming and without mining, you wouldn't have a state. So, you know, we need to actually look after these sectors rather than keep on trying to strip them.
Some alarming trends on West Aussie roads. RAC roadside patrols have seen a 75% increase in distracted drivers. Patrol Mark Tring says they're regularly seeing people on their phone, applying makeup and even reading the newspaper behind the wheel.
It is concerning that we are seeing a lot more driver distraction on the road as patrols. We would advise people to plan ahead, you know, enjoy the journey rather than allowing frustrations and distractions to take place.
Northern Police need information to help solve a stealing incident. They say it happened on Gardner Street yesterday around 9 in the morning. Get in touch with the local station if you know something. The hunt is on to find Australia's hardest working farm dog, with the Cobber Challenge now open. They're the unsung heroes of the country's agriculture industry. Spokesperson Kelly Savage says this year's challenge is set to be bigger and better than ever.
There are over 250,000 dogs that are eligible to enter, and all of these dogs are contributing every day to our $90 billion agricultural industry.
Banksias are beginning to bloom in parts of the wheat belt ahead of wildflower season. The vibrant plant is already flowering at the Lesure National Park. The park is home to the pine Banksia, the only place in the world it's grown. In sport, teams in Esperance footy are taking a break ahead of the long weekend. They'll be back on ground next Saturday when Gibson take on the Ports. Bounce downs at 10-3 on Gibson Oval, and the Lions are up against EFC at Newton Oval, that game at 3:20. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app.